to Side. Spend the day with Side. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, good morning, greetings and loving Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, live hosting and broadcasting from Radio Sai Studios. The time in our studio right now is 11 a.m. IST and now it's time for the segment of Thursday Live which is called Soul Inspirations and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. At the very outset, dear listeners, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today is 14th of March and as I said, the time is exactly 11 a.m. and the climate in Prashanthi Nilayam is quite warm and it's hot. The temperature is slowly increasing. The months of summers have already arrived in Prashanthi Nilayam. A bhajan a day. Well, dear listeners, I am sure most of you would have heard this phrase, a bhajan a day. What I am talking about is a new YouTube channel which Radio Sai launched just 10 days ago on Mahashivaratri Day. This YouTube channel is called Radio Sai Bhajans and through this YouTube channel, every day one bhajan will be uploaded with Swami's Darshan clip. So dear listeners, do subscribe to this YouTube channel and share the good news with your family and friends. I hope by now you all would have already subscribed to this YouTube channel and would have been enjoying the Darshan clip with Swami's bhajan. Alright, now let's start the segment Soul Inspirations. Today I am going to talk about Swami's hospital. It is said one must shed body consciousness in order to merge with the Absolute. This is the spiritual instruction that has been imparted to us. By controlling the cravings of the senses and reducing desires, we strive to free ourselves from body attachment. However, this does not mean we must ignore or neglect the body. On the contrary, Baba says, the body must be meticulously looked after, for it is the temple of the soul. It might happen that despite being careful, we could still suffer from health problems. And when the body is sick, it needs attention. With this divine grace, Bhagwan Baba treats the sick in one of the three ways. The first one, he may take the illness of devotees directly upon himself. In some cases, the devotees may not even know of the illness that has attached their bodies. The second one, he simply cures the ailing patient by showering his grace. These are the miraculous cures described by devotees. And the third one, there is a thousands of those who are in need of medical attention. Baba has set up hospitals in Puttaparthi and in Bangalore. And through his auspices, hundreds of Sai hospitals, medical clinics and mobile clinics, medical camps are run under the Sri Satya Sai Healthcare Project. All these hospitals provide free medical care and have no cash counters. Well, the first hospital was set up at Prashanthi Nilayam in the year 1957, which was just adjacent to the Mandir, and now it's the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, which has already completed 50 years, half a century. To further his mission and to satisfy the wish of Mother Ishwaramma, pub established a modest unit that was truly a godsend for the people of Puttaparthi, as it was the only one for quite some distance around. This is the General Hospital of Puttaparthi. Then in 1976, Bawa ensured the completion of a general hospital in Whitefield, Bangalore. It was affectionately called Swami's Little Hospital, and it was solely meant to serve as a primary healthcare center. On 23rd November 1990, Swami ushered in a new era in the history of healthcare in the world. That year was Swami's 65th birthday, and when a sea of humanity had gathered at Prashanthi Nilayam, Swami declared, and I quote, "There are countless people in this country who cannot afford the huge costs of going abroad seeking heart surgery. A fully equipped modern hospital at an expense of 100 crore rupees will be established here in Puttaparthi next year. Cardiac patients will be given treatment totally free of all costs. In addition, patients and their attendants will also be provided facilities for their food and stay, all free of charge. The first operation will be performed on 22nd November next year." Unquote. So this was what Swami told on 1990 November 22nd and on 1991 November 22nd. The Sri Sathya Super Speciality Hospital at Puttaparthi was inaugurated. Well, when Swami declared on the previous year about this hospital, there were many skeptic minds. People didn't believe it, but Swami's Sankalpa is Vajra Sankalpa, and it happened. So this was a super speciality hospital which was established in Puttaparthi, and just 10 years after that, in the year 2001, another super speciality hospital was established in Whitefield, Bangalore. And after that, Swami has been showing his miracle through the hospitals, and which has been treating people from all places all over the world without any discrimination in about being rich or poor. The treatment and everything in the hospital is absolutely free of costs. There are not even one cash counter. So going forward in the segment of soul inspiration, dear listeners, now I'll be playing for you two audio clips. The first audio clip is from our radio segment, Medical Marvels of Love, which will be featuring a Swami devotee who had undergone treatment in Swami Speciality, Super Speciality Hospital. And the other audio is a segment from the radio series Reflect and Act. So have a listen, please.
Where depression, darkness and hopelessness transforms into joy, celebration and ecstasy.
It was such a great feeling when Sai looked at me with inquisitive eyes. It was the first time he had seen his own mother. It was like my son had been born again.
Where medical marvels manifest every single day with absolutely no fanfare or publicity about them.
I have no words to express my gratitude for what they've done.
Where any kind of billing charges or fees are absolutely non-existent and access is open to all.
We could not believe our ears when we learned that in Baba's hospital, even complex surgeries are done absolutely free of cost.
Where the rich and poor, Indians and foreigners, Catholics, Hindus, Muslims and Sikhs, believers and non-believers, free thinkers and agnostics are all treated alike.
Before I came to Swami's Super Speciality Hospital, Whitefield, I was an atheist. But now I am a believer. I believe in God. And to me, God is Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Where all the compassion, love and generosity of the entire universe come together to spell a singular name, the Sri Satya Sai Healthcare System.
Yes, I had always believed in God, but you all know that was the God whom I had never seen. After coming here, I now believe in a God whom I have not only seen, but also experienced.
The Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanti Nilayam, is the first medical institution that Bhagwan Baba established way back in 1954. Over the decades, it has come to the rescue of poor and innocent villagers of Puttaparthi, as well as the increasing number of devotees to Prashanti Nilayam. Everything about this hospital has been a divine miracle. It was constructed just 6 years after India's independence, and it had just two doctors and a single nurse to start with. Today, there are over 100 beds and scores of doctors and surgeons. The greater miracle is, of course, the amazing healing that happens in this hospital every single day. It baffles doctors. The patients, needless to say, have no words to express their gratitude. Under the spotlight today is a patient profile from Sri Lanka. The patient, Mrs. Devika Gunasena, shares her story of the divine intervention she experienced in 3 seconds flat. Let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth, as it happened, when it happened, and how it happened. Over to the patient, Mrs. Devika Gunasena.
I'm Devika. I'm Devika from Sri Lanka. And it all started on Monday. I was really on one of Swami's missions. You know, I went shopping with a friend of mine on one of his missions when I, you know, had this urge to eat this guava. And I got it cut. And then I consumed it with this friend of mine. And by evening, I started getting these stomach cramps and vomiting and diarrhea. And I knew I was to travel to India to Swami, to see Swami on Thursday. So I wanted to get rid of all this and be fit before I travel. So I went to the doctor on Tuesday, and she prescribed a lot of medicines, which I started taking, which didn't improve my condition. It just got worse. I came into the ashram, got into the room, and then my husband wanted to bring me to hospital. I said, no, we wait till morning because, you know, there won't be doctors here. We'll just give it a try till morning. When I knew that there was something radically wrong with me, I had this talk with Swami. And I said, Swami, what is this? You have given your word to my mother. Why are you breaking it? And then I drifted off to sleep. And in the night, he appears in my dream. And he says, you have an obstruction, he says. But I can clear it in 3 seconds flat. I don't know what he meant. Those were the very words that he used. And then I expected everything to be fine in the morning. But it wasn't. I was still bloated up. And still, you know, God, the pains were there and it was worse like. And I was thinking, oh my God, Swami, what is this? You came and told me in my dreams that, you know, how come I'm still having this pain? I was brought into the room, into this room and put on this bed. And what do I see? You won't believe it. This is the exact picture, image that I saw in my dream. And it was as if Swami was there by me all the time. Amazing. Then they started this treatment. I had bottles and bottles of saline. They started on Friday morning. Bottles and bottles of saline they gave me, but the obstruction was just not clearing. Then on Friday morning, the two doctors, they go for darshan, they come back, they examine me, and they come and tell me, I think you will have to be moved to Bangalore because your intestines are dormant. They're just too tired. I don't think they can do the work on their own. You know, like pushing the obstruction, getting rid of the obstruction. I don't think it's just they're too tired. That they're just that it's dormant, and they have just given up. Your intestines have just given up. But my husband was adamant. He wanted to stay for darshan, at least for Swami's darshan, to ask him. But Dr. Uma said, it might be too late. Why are you delaying? Because, you know, by the time you reach there, it'll be about 10:30 at night and the doctors won't be there for you then. But my husband was adamant. But they made all the arrangements and they came just before darshan to tell me that, you know, everything was arranged. Just before they came, I went into the toilet. And Swami just, it would have taken 3 seconds for him. His words came true on Saturday evening. Just, you know, when they came in, then I called the doctor and I said, I went to the toilet like this. They examined me. And then they said, my goodness, cancel your taxi. Put back everything because you're going to stay, they said. And they walk in and they hear these words. They pray to Ganesh, they pray to everyone, and they walk in here and the doctors tell them that, you know, that Swami has done it. It's wonderful. And then Dr. Uma says, you know, Swami waits till the 11th hour and the 59th second to do it. Which is true. It's marvelous. Perfectly all right, thanks to Swami. And I thank him from the bottom of my heart for all the care and attention and everything. The care and attention has been absolutely wonderful, really. I don't think I could get it anywhere. Even if I go to the best hospital in the world, I don't think I would get that. The attention and the care that they've given, it's just unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. The doctors have been so wonderful, Dr. Hema and Dr. Uma. I have no words to express my gratitude, what they've done for me.
Dear listeners, you just heard Mrs. Devika Gunasena sharing her experiences firsthand. You can find this story with pictures and watch the video of the patient, Mrs. Devika Gunasena, in our e-journal, Heart to Heart. Just visit www.h2hsci.org and find the story 3 minutes flat in our Healing Touch segment. Dear listeners, you just heard a patient profile of a beneficiary of the Sri Sathya Sai healthcare system. This was but a brief description of one of the thousands of patients that pass through the portals of these temples of healing, set up and run by the ocean of compassion, unbridled generosity and infinite caring, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Every single moment, in a tertiary care medical facility founded by Bhagwan Baba, this saga of divine love continues to provide hope and relief to thousands that come to his hospitals for the finest possible medical care without any worries about payments, insurance claims, bills and such. These holy temples heal not just their ailing bodies, but also their minds and souls like no other facility in the whole wide world. You can also read many of these and other accounts online in our e-journal Heart to Heart under the section marked Healing Touch. Thank you for tuning in, and Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam.
Sai Ram, and welcome to Reflect and Act. Today's topic is learning to value precious gems. Loving Sai Ram, and greetings from Prashanti Nilayam. Our thoughts right now are triggered by what appeared some Sundays ago as a guest editorial in a leading newspaper in the country. The writer, a well-known lady, was giving vent to the appalling state of hospitals in the country. She obviously has been seething about the terrible things that go on in most of the hospitals in India, and the last straw that broke the camel's back was an incident involving a person who had a sudden heart attack during a weekend. Now, he was rushed to a hospital where he was refused admission. This is what she wrote about why admission was refused to this individual. Reason, he couldn't produce 50,000 rupees in cash on the spot right then and there. Hospital authorities allowed him to be gasping in a chair while desperate relatives beseeched them to accept a check. Their pleas that cash would be produced the minute the banks opened on Monday went unheeded. So what happened then? Well, there appeared to be a friend of the patient, a visitor from America, actually, who luckily had the needed cash. Money was paid and the patient was admitted. The lady goes on. The patient would have surely died had not my friend offered help with cash at that late hour. Patients are not just shortchanged, but frequently cheated. Substandard and expensive medicines are demanded at all hours. From a strip of 10 or 20, only 4 or 5 capsules are actually administered. What happens to the rest? Well, they are promptly pinched by ward boys, nurses, and sold outside. Nearly every medical facility that ought to come with the astronomical rates charged comes only with an extra. Even to avail of those that are on offer, one has to provide money for tea to lowly staff members. It appears as if the semi-literate fellows are the ones who actually run the hospital. Such is their clout. The gatekeepers behave like bouncers at nightclubs, using their discretion to allow visitors after visiting hours. Everything comes at a price, including getting the dearly departed to leave the premises with dignity. Ah, tipping. You tip when you check in, you tip while there, and then again, you tip again when you leave, dead or alive. It is not enough to have well-qualified doctors or competent nurses. What we need is an altered mindset, a more humane approach to the management of sickness and disease. Till then, we will have to simply put up or shut up. Well, that in brief is what happened in a leading newspaper, and most unfortunately, it is all quite true. Our purpose in quoting the above is mainly to draw your attention to the remark about the need for a more humane approach to the management of sickness and diseases. Millions and millions of people in India are acutely aware of the frightening conditions in most of our hospitals. But how many are aware of Swami's hospitals and how they have actually been following the more humane approach for many, many years? As a matter of fact, most devotees are themselves only vaguely aware of what is happening. To give you a sample of the remarkable thing that takes place, we would like to briefly quote Dr. Ayers, the senior cardiologist in the Puttaparthi Super Specialty Hospital. He says, within a month of his joining here, that is back in the year 1992, a man came along with his 13-year-old daughter. The girl had a hole in her heart and was admitted for surgery. The man was dressed like Gandhiji, wearing an upper cloth and a half dhoti that came up to the knee. The girl was operated upon the next day. By Swami's grace, she had an uneventful recovery and was ready to be discharged. When we handed over the discharge summary to the father, he started weeping. I asked him, "Now what is the problem?" Well, he says that for the past 13 days, he has been subsisting on exactly one banana for lunch and one banana for dinner. He was saving money so that he could have at least one full meal with his daughter outside before going home. This all according to Dr. Iyer. Now tell me, if you have even the tiniest speck of sensitivity in you, you possibly can't eat for the rest of the day after hearing that story. This is the category of people who I would say have been blessed by Bhagavan. It is not just the poor that get free treatment. Sometimes very complex cases are handled that would mean a lot of expense even for people who can afford them. Here is a description of what was done in the case of a poor farmer who one day found that he could not see. He was rushed to Swami's hospital in Bangalore, where an examination showed that the man was suffering from an aneurysm, enlargement of one of the arteries in the brain. This enlarged blood vessel was pinching the optic nerve, which was why the farmer lost his vision. Now, an aneurysm could be taken care of by neurosurgery, but in this case, it was a giant aneurysm, and direct surgery was considered simply too risky. That was when the neurosurgeons consulted the cardiac surgeons in the hospital, and a procedure was evolved to treat this patient. According to this, the patient's body was to be first cooled at 18 degrees centigrade. The patient was then to be connected to a heart-lung machine, that is to say, the functions of the heart were to be transferred to the heart-lung machine, and when the body is thus cooled sufficiently, blood circulation to the brain can be considerably reduced by the machine, and safe brain surgery, therefore, can be made possible. However, the neurosurgeon has a maximum time window of only about 30 minutes to deal with the aneurysm itself. And that is exactly the procedure that was followed in this case. First, the cardiac surgeon cooled the body, opened the heart, and arranged for a reduced blood flow. The neurosurgeons then took over and dealt with the aneurysm. And after that, the cardiac surgeons once again got into the act and took the patient off the heart-lung machine. In all, the operation took 9 hours. Is it possible even to imagine such a thing happening in one of the hospitals described in the quote we offered earlier? The difference between those kinds of hospitals and Swami's super specialty hospitals is neatly summarized by Dr. Neelam, senior cardiac surgeon in the Puttaparthi Hospital. She says, "Here we are able to do all kinds of surgery. Money is never a problem, and we can give patients the costliest of medicines. The ability to serve the patient to the fullest extent and give him the best, that is clearly seen here. Things are very different outside. There, if ventilators, for example, are not available, they simply switch off the patient from the ventilator. By contrast, here we are able to give the patient the best in all respects, and that gives a tremendous satisfaction. The atmosphere is totally different, and we are able to deal with all kinds of cases." And now, here is a sample of how patients respond to all this. This is the story of a taxi driver from Mumbai. One day, this man, incidentally a Muslim, suddenly had a heart attack. He was rushed to a clinic, where after spending a lot of cash, he was told that he had suffered a heart attack. He was then told that surgery was costly, and while saving money for it, he should take some medicines. This man with the heart attack was now heartbroken. Where was he to get all the money from? His family, including his own brothers, turned the other way, leaving this poor taxi driver at his wits' ends. But God was kind and made certain this man heard about God's hospital in Bangalore. There he went and underwent the required surgery. He was stunned that he did not have to pay for anything. The pre-surgery examination and investigations, the surgery, the medicines, the stay in the ICU and the cardiac ward, and also the food. The heart was repaired and the man was also transformed. He has now taken a vow to come once a year to this very same hospital to do seva. Yes, That is the story of a poor taxi driver from the very city where the newspaper we quoted from is published. The Taj Mahal has been hailed as one of the wonders of the world. The Taj is unquestionably a wonderful monument, but a monument for a woman who is dead. The hospitals of Swami are believed to be greater wonders of the world, since they bring back to life people who are without hope of any kind and almost dead themselves. The Taj celebrates romantic love, whereas Swami's hospitals are all about a totally different kind of love. Love that is pure. Love that is totally selfless. Love that is divine. Well, we hope you reflect on all of the above and share it with as many people as humanly possible. For Reflect and Act, Jai Sai Ram.
A single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.